We're talking here about Kedushas Bechor, but we're also talking about the other type of Bechor that we started the Perek with, which is Bechor Lenachla. So the Mishnah starts with that, and the Mishnah says that a Bechor is Noitel Pishnai Benichse Av. We described how that works. If there are three sons, we divide the Nechasim into four, and the eldest son gets both, gets two Chalokim. The Mishnah now delineates what goes into the din of Pishnayim. There's Pishnayim legabi the father. There's no Pishnayim on the mother. Now, normally, when a woman passes away, her Yerush is her husband if she has a husband. If she doesn't have a husband, then her Nechosim go over to her children. And the Halacha Pishnayim is a din mitzad, the children of a man, not the children of a woman. If a woman does not have a husband, does not have a children, then her nechosim will go to family members the same way anybody who dies without children could go to an uncle, a cousin, closest of kin, the way it's described in the Mishnayis in Yesh Noichel and Bava Basa. Now the Mishnah limits more. Ve'enei noitel pishnayim b'shvach. These are famous dinim that are discussed over there in Perek Yesh Noichel, that pishnayim is on the actual asset value b'shas misas o'av. Sometimes a person has nechosim that are potential. He has a field that's growing. The field is worth right now $1,000. You come back a month later and the field is full of a fresh crop of fruit, and a month after the father died, all of a sudden the field is not worth $1,000. It's worth $1,200 because there's a bumper crop right now growing. We don't see that as pishnayim dik belonging in proportionately to the oldest son. He gets in what the nechosim are worth b'shas misa v'sulay midi. He doesn't have the pishnayim b'shvach in the shvach that grew afterwards. Same idea v'loy b'roi ki b'muchzik. He does not have pishnayim except in assets that are actually owned by the father, not in potential investments. If there's an investment that was the father's assets were put beyad ployni, $1,000 were put into somebody else's business, and those $1,000 turn a 25% profit, and a year later, it's now worth, instead of $1,000, worth $1,250. We don't say the oldest son has pishnayim. He has in what the father had b'shas misa. Not only that, but assets that are ro'i, l'moshe like a choiv, where the father didn't have the money, the father had collectibles. Again, there's no pishnayim. There's only pishnayim on what's mamish bi yodoy. The Gemara learns it out. The Gemara discusses by richus the parameters of this. V'loy ha'yishu b'ksubasa. Chazal limited the scope of nechosim ha'meshubodim of nichsei baila to his wife's ksuba. That's only on muchzik, not on roy. Only on muchzik, not on shvach. V'loy ha'yishu b'ksubasa v'loy ha'bonis b'mzenesem. The takona that daughters get la chamisa savim mizaynis, and we're not going to go into it because this is discussed extensively in Ksubis in the fourth parak and then afterwards. The Mufashim bring down over here the lashon in the Ksuba is benon nukvin dehavi lechiminoi, daughters that are born from this marriage yehavi yosven bebesi and misazam minichsei will be supported by my estate and can live in my house ad disnas from the governor until they get married. So the daughters have certain rights on the father's estate, but those rights on the father's estate is only a muchzik, not in roi. V'loi ha-yovam, we're talking here about a yovam, which means somebody whose brother died without children. So his brother dying without children means, who was his brother's yerush? If he died without children, means he has to go to his brother's. So his chelik in his nechosim, there's two parts of the yovam zirusha. There's his nechosim themselves. That goes to the yovam. The one who steps into his marriage gets his nechosim. Then there's the nechosim, the dead brothers, chelik and the nichsei ho'av. The gzeres hakosuv is that the yovam gets the dead brothers yerusha, the chelik of the from the father. The Mishnah over here just says, b'ktzara, that a Yovam is also limited in that which the Torah is mechadish, that a Yovam steps into the Chus Yerusha of his dead brother. The Pasuk says that he gets v'hoya b'choya sh'teleid. The Torah gives him like a pishnayim of b'chor, which means that he gets b'muchzik v'loy b'roy, the same limitations. As to what the Chus of the Yovam is, b'nichsei ochiv, that's already a big machlokes Rishonim. We just mentioned two parts. There's two parts of the schus Yerusha of his dead brother. This is Nechasim himself. Could have been a multimillionaire. Who gets his Nechasim after he dies? Normal and say that Yerusha and Bava Basra, when a person dies, if he doesn't have children, his Nechasim go to his father. If the father is no longer alive, then his Nechasim go to his brothers. So we have over here, the Nechasim of the mace, of the Acha mace himself, go to the brother who's actually Miyabim, his wife. Those Nechasim go solely to the Yovam. So there's no limitation of Muxik V'Leiroi, because the limitation of Muxik V'Leiroi is only when there's a Chalukas Nechasim. Over here, the estate of the brother who died is frozen. The brother, who's usually the oldest brother, who's Miyabim, his wife, Chalitza, by the way, will free the wife, but the Chalitz has no extra Schusim, and his Nechasim will divide it equally amongst his three, four, five, whatever it is, brothers. But if one brother's Miyabim, we see him taking over the estate, the same way he took over his marriage, he takes over the estate, Mufurish, that way also by Richus and the Psukim, by Boyaz and Ploini Almoini, that the one who's going to do the Yibum will get the field of Alimelech. And in that there's no limitation of Roya Muxik. The limitation will be in Nichse Ho'av, in potential where the dead brother would yash him from the father. And here we have a shalat, Machlek Sushainim. Is it only if the father was alive, which means that none of the brothers really had yet a schus b'nichse avihem. There's four brothers, let's say. One of them died, three of them are alive. Or we'll say one died, one's a yovam, then there's other two, which are brothers, but then they weren't miyabim. The nechosim of the father are ro'uy legabi the sons. And on that we say there's a limitation of muksik v'leiroi, and then the yovam will not have the schus to the chelik hayovam, the Yerusha, will divide equally amongst the three brothers who are alive. The fourth brother who died pre-deceased will not yashin his father. He doesn't have children, so his children don't yashin his chelik. The machlekes v'shenim is, what happens if the father had already died, but the estate is still in the state? It wasn't in the schalik, there wasn't a chaluki yet. Do we see the chelik that belongs to the Yavam as already completely in the Yavam's Rishus, and then his brother, who took over his marriage, takes over his Nechasim? Or we see the estate still as a Dover Ha'imid Bifnei Atzmoy, the schus of the Yavam in the estate, even though Betzim they already own it, but it's in the state. It's Koidim Chaluka, so we see that still as Roy, and then the Yavam doesn't take that off. It's a little bit complicated, we're saying it over quickly, because it's Sugis in Yavamis, and it's Sugis in Bava Basra, but that's what's brought over here in the Mefarshim. The other major Machlokes Rishonim is in the Chelik that we just said before, that we said that the brother who's the Yovam, the same way he takes over the marriage of his brother, certainly takes over the Nechosim of the brother. The whole discussion was about Nechosim to be Yashin, or that were already Yashin, from the father. This Lamaisa is a major Machlokes Rishonim. There's a Ramban, a Rashba, a Ritva, and Yivam Estav Chov Dalid. Le'umazois, there's a Rashi over here in Becher Estav Nun Beis, and in Yivam Estav Chov Dalid. Other Rishonim bring the B'Shem Rashi. And they say that could be the limitation of Roy V'Loi B'Muchzik does refer to the Nichsei of the Nechosim of the Yavam. That means at the end of the day, the brother who died, the Achameis, left over three brothers. The brother who's Miyabim only gets Nechosin that were Muchzokim B'Yad Hames. Right now when he's Miyabim, that's what he gets. But collectibles, debt, shvach, money that's invested, that the payments only come in later, those are still divided amongst all the brothers. That is the subject of a major Machlokes Rishonim, which, again, like we said, Enkan Mekoymoy, but we're just saying over the basics. Now the Mishnah just repeats over L'chayr the same statement, V'kulon ein loitlam b'shvach, all these type of cases that are exesakosov, that are limited, either ksubas isha, which is derabbanan, that's the way they were misakin, and b'chor b'nichse av, and bonos b'mzon esem, and yovam, all of them do not take shvach, v'loy b'roy kibamuchzik. Now L'chayr the Mishnah already said this, why does the Mishnah have to say it again? You look at the Rav, there's an Arichus here, what's the Mishnah coming last suye? So the Rav speaks out from the Gemara, an interesting Chiddush. When we talk about Roy Muchzik, we're talking about things that are investments. There's no vada. It's not money that he has in his hand. It's money that's coming to him, but it's not a vada until it's in the bank account. So too by Yerushois, which we said that Nechosim, that the Mace brothers are going to Yashim from their father. We don't see that as Ro'ui. We don't see it as Muchzik. We see it as Roy. It's potential, but it's not there yet. Chara, Yesh lebaldan lachloik v'loimar, that b'chiyai gavna, since for sure the nechosim of the father, the grandfather, are going to go down to the sons, so that's not roid. There's no suffix of that. It's not a schus, that's a vadov shel vaday. The case that would be a suffix would be if there would be an uncle that didn't have children, so we see when the meis died and the yovam stepped in, we say, oh, they know they have a childless, wealthy, older uncle. Theoretically, he could marry a younger woman, have a child. So it's only Roy, it's not Muchzik. Kamash Malon, that anything that's not Biodeyem, even if it's a Dovashal Vade that they're going to get, it is considered Roy, not Muchzik. So really, the Mishnah is just rounding out the picture of these halach. Mishnah Yud. Mishnah over here is really shouldn't be over here. It's the halachas of fields that were sold that go back by Yovel. These halachas that we're going to see in Yitzhak Hashem, the next Masech, the Masech is Erechin. It's brought over here because there's enough gemina legabi achelik b'choyre in these halachas. That's why it's brought here. Elu she'enen chayzus b'yayl. If a person sells, Reuven is down on cash, and he sells his ancestral land, Steh Achuza, that he has midor dor from Chalukas Haaretz. Halachas that we're going to get only in the first place, Amikdosh, when there was a yovel. He sells his land. The Pasuk in Pashas Bahar talks about and by Yovel it goes back to the original owner, to the person of that field, that house belongs in his Rishus, Vishov Lachuzosoi. What about a Chelek Bechor, which means like this. Bechor got a Chelek of Nachlas Oviv. It would be welcome to say that was, it's like a present, but it's not really that brother's. It was really just given to him as a matana, and maybe it should go back to all the brothers to be in the schalik between all of them, come Yovel. The Chiddush HaTorah over here is that the Chelek HaBechayri is his proper Nachlo, his Pishnaim is his proper Nachlo, like all his other brothers. There are five brothers, the other four brothers have their Chelek in the field. He has his. It happens to be his because he's a Bechor. It's a double Chelek, but it's really the same Schus Nachlo, and therefore it doesn't go back to Yovel. Vayerush is Ishtay. A person's wife dies. The halacha is he yashins. There's a machloikis whether Yerushas Baal b'nichsei Ishtay is deraisa or not. The Torah says in Pashas Nachlos, the She'eroi ha'korovalov, mimishpachtev Yorashoi, so others see him that a remez. To Tana Reb Meir sees in that a remez l'she'erei refers to marriage. Therefore, it says over here that a husband, even though he's not mentioned in the familial line of succession, but he has first dibs on his wife's nechosim. Bal yerush is ishtei. Others hold that's a din derabanan. V'miyabim is eshes ochiv. Somebody who is miyabim his brother's wife. So again, he steps into the marriage we just had the previous halacha. He gets also the nechosim of his deceased brother. V'hamatono. Or a matono, divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that since the Torah puts down the halacha of steh achuza chayze b'yovel in the context of mechira, if it was given as a matono, or any of these types of dinim, Yerushas Ishtoi, Yerushas Yovam b'nechzei Oviv, or the chelek ha-bechayre, they're all not bechlal the mechira that's described in the Torah. V'acham ma'imrim, matona kemecher. If Reuven gave a present to Shimon, goes back. And then, according to the Chacham, there would be more of a mockum to say that any of these things are matono. Even the Moshe Yerusha's Yovam, maybe it's not the proper Yerusha. He has it as a matono for doing the Yibum. Or the Chelek HaBechor is a matono. Kamash mon danat. They all go back by Yovam. Gemara brings that the Pasuk says, B'shnas hayev lazoi, the Pasuk in Pashat Bahar, Toshuvu ishalach uzosoi. The extra word, Toshuvu, teaches you that even matonois, he says that when the Torah says, Pishnaim, The Torah says, Yakir losis lo pishnaim, it's called a maton, it's not his rightful share of Yerusha. So it all goes back by Yovel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brei Koimer, Hayerish is ishta yachsi levnei mishpokov, yinakir lohem min adom. An interesting knetch over here. He yashened his wife. And we're talking about over here, he yashened a piece of land from his wife, which has on it a Beis HaKvoros. And the Beis HaKvoros, legally the land belongs to him. He has Dini Yashin, his wife. However, since it's his wife's family's ancestral Mokim Kvura, Marshall, the daughter is the one who Yashin from her father, from the grandfather, but extended cousins going back 10 days were buried here. It's a bizarre for that to pass over to her husband. That's a Hasovas Nachla, described in Parshas Maaseh. And there's something unfitting about the Beis HaKvoros, which is a family plot of land, to be given over to another mishpacha. So therefore, what he should do is he should return to them the Beis HaKvoros, and he should take out of the money, which money? The money that they pay for the Steh Achuzah, the value of that piece of land. So this halacha doesn't really take away from anything we said before. It's a Zaitik and a Kuda. We'll see more Be'ez Hashem about the details of these type of halachas in Maseches Erechim.